Joining me today by phone is Sarah Volpe, director of the Kentucky Book Festival. Sarah, welcome to the program.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
You are the director of the Kentucky Book Festival, which also features the Kentucky Book Fair. How are these two different entities but a part of the same thing?
Well, the Kentucky Book Fair has a long history in Kentucky. Carl West began the event in, it would have been 38 years ago in Frankfort, because he visited the National Book Festival and thought Kentucky could use a similar event where authors are brought in from all over the United States and they talk about their books, and it's really a one-of-a-kind experience. So the book fair occurred in Frankfort for 36 or 7 years, and then it was run by a volunteer committee. And then the coordination of the event moved over to Kentucky Humanities a couple years ago, and they ran it as a book fair in its typical iteration. But then last year in 2018, they thought, let's go big. Let's make it a bigger event. Let's make it a festival. So now we have the book fair as kind of the end cap of the festival, which is a week-long event instead of just the 2 days that the past iterations of the book fair ran. So, yeah, we're excited to kind of do more throughout the week to reach more readers if we can with really unique events.
You do have events scheduled almost every day, starting with the Kentucky Book Festival kickoff on Sunday, November 10th, and then that all leads up to the 38th Annual Book Fair on Saturday, November 16th. In between that, events just about every day. Tell us a little bit more about those.
Yeah, we are just crazy enough to think that, you know, we can have a ton of attendees at all of these events, and it's fun to kind of get a good tour of downtown Lexington as we go through the week. So on November 10th, with our kickoff, we'll start at Arts Place, 161 North Mill Street, and that's a kind of a family-centered event. We wanted to bring in kids and teenagers and let them interact with authors one-on-one and read with them, learn about the publication process and illustration, and really just get a chance to ask them questions. And all these authors are from Lexington or Louisville, and they've written fantastic books. And so we're excited to kind of open up the floor for people to really get one-on-one time with authors. It'll be really interactive, and the Newport Aquarium is bringing a penguin to play with, and some other goodies from the aquarium's Wave on Wheels outreach program. So it'll be a fun learning experience as well. Monday, we'll all just be at the office catching up, probably answering our emails feverishly. And then on Tuesday, we have a literary luncheon with some of Kentucky's greats. I mean, there are so many amazing authors that live and work right here in Lexington and in the surrounding region. And this literary luncheon features Gurney Norman, Bobby Ann Mason, Ed McClanahan, and Marianne Taylor Hall in conversation with Crystal Wilkinson. And all these authors are friends. They've known each other for years. They've worked together for years. And they're going to talk about new projects and old projects and just kind of, I guess, living and working in Kentucky and seeing the literary landscape change over the years. So I'm excited for that conversation. And Crystal Wilkinson has taught their books in classes over the years. And, of course, her books, too, are just fantastic. So she'll get to talk a little bit about her titles as well. On Wednesday, November 13th, we're bringing in the director of the documentary about Wendell Berry. It's called Look and See, A Portrait of Wendell Berry. And the director, Laura Dunn, lives in Texas, but she is driving her whole family up here to basically talk about the movie and talk with Wendell Berry's wife, Tanya, on stage at the Kentucky Theater at 6:30 p.m. on that Wednesday evening. So it's kind of it'll be an intimate experience. Everyone will be able to ask questions to Laura and Tanya, and then we'll show the documentary for free right after that at about 7:15. And then on Thursday, the events just keep going, we're going to have a really fun event called Cocktails and Conversation with author Jessica Chiquetto Heinemann, who wrote a memoir called Sounds Like Titanic. And it's kind of hard to explain because there's so much going on in this memoir. It's just really cool. But the basic story is that Jessica moves from Appalachia to New York to Columbia University to study music. She's an aspiring violinist. She gets a job in a performance ensemble, an orchestral ensemble, And she doesn't actually play her violin for the entire, something like 4 years she's in this ensemble. She and the other musicians are forced to fake play their instruments along to a CD that their composer created. And basically he thinks his music's so good he doesn't want anybody to play a single note off of these tracks that he's created that sound just like the Titanic soundtrack. Now he's careful to make them just a few notes off so that it's not exact, but he is quite a character. And I mean, this is real life, you know. Jessica actually traveled around and toured many, many cities with this ensemble. So it's a fascinating story. Mm-hmm. And she's going to talk with Renee Shaw of KET. So that'll be fun. That's at the Main on Main on Thursday, November 14th. And we've got tickets on kyhumanities.org if you want to grab a ticket. There are still a few left. And then right after that, we'll go from Cocktails and Conversation to Books and Brews Trivia at West 6th Brewery. We did this last year, and it was so much fun. A lot of really fascinating questions about books and authors, and we promise they're not too hard. obviously, they get harder as the night goes on, but bring a team out and come for that. That's absolutely free. And then Friday morning, November 15th, in partnership with Commerce Lexington, we're hosting a spotlight breakfast all about the bourbon biz. So three authors are coming in, one from Frankfurt, two from Louisville. One focuses on bourbon law. His name is Brian Hara. One focuses on kind of the social impact of bourbon, drinking it together and getting friends to drink it. And her name is Linda Rufinock from Louisville. She wrote a book all about, it has recipes to use bourbon and it's tips and tricks on how to get women to learn how to enjoy bourbon and start bourbon clubs called Whiskey Chicks. So she's pretty fascinating. And then Blair Thomas Hess, she and her best friend Cameron Ludwig write a series of books called My Old Kentucky Road Trip. And the book they're featuring for this morning event is the book that she and Cameron did about the Bourbon Trail. So it's kind of a primer for the Bourbon Trail, where to eat while you're on the trail, where to stay, kind of how to map it out. And it's pretty awesome. And then, of course, that leads up to the book fair on Saturday at Alltech Arena at the Kentucky Horse Park from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. So that one, that's kind of the big end cap on this whole week of events. And that is where all 200 authors will be at Alltech signing books and in conversation on stage. It's going to be jam-packed. It's a very full schedule, but we're excited to bring it to Lexington again.
If you're just joining me, I'm talking to the director of the Kentucky Book Festival, Sarah Volpe. This year, the festival is featuring a few notable journalists and authors, too. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so we're bringing in, of course, every year we start trying to find people to bring to Lexington pretty early on, but you kind of have to keep up with what's being published, and our partner Joseph Beth Booksellers kind of keeps us in the loop as far as who's publishing what and when. And Scott Pelley published a book, and he will be coming and speaking about it, which is pretty exciting. I'm looking at the title right now because I can't ever remember, but Truth Worth Telling is the title of his book. So he'll be in conversation on Saturday at 11:30 with KET's Renee Shaw. We're also bringing in Jim Acosta, whose book is called The Enemy of the People, A Dangerous Time to Tell the Truth in America. And so he's the CNN's chief White House correspondent, and we're looking forward to his talk as well. Tanya Berry, Wendell Berry's wife, has written her first book. It's a collection of photography, and so she's going to be on stage as well. We're bringing in Jarrett Krasowska, who is a nationally known illustrator and author who writes books for kids. He's written over 30 books. He has a Star Wars graphic novel series. He's got a series called The Lunch Lady with a superhero lunch lady, and middle schoolers really love those books. And there are just so many authors coming in, a lot of regional talent as well. Frank X. Walker will be there in conversation with Adrienne Matika, who's the Poet Laureate of Indiana. Abigail Pesta will be joining us. She wrote a book about the Larry Nassar scandal, which has 25 interviews by survivors. Some of those interviews are exclusive, and it's pretty amazing journalism on Abigail's part to put that book together. And we'll have Elliot Ackerman, who is a National Book Award winner. He wrote Places and Names on War, Revolution, and Returning. That's his most recent nonfiction collection. And he'll be interviewed by Kim Edwards, who is an author. Her most famous book, I guess, is The Memory Keeper's Daughter. So she'll be in conversation with him. And then there's festival favorites like Lee Archambault is going to bring a new calendar. Her husband, Jim, passed last year, but she has, or earlier this year, I guess, and she's collected some more photos for his famous Kentucky calendar, so she'll be there, and just a real great offering of all genres, books for all ages, and one of the authors I'm most excited about is the Max and Ruby author.
Yes.
Those are some children's books. Rosemary Wells will be here, so she's going to talk about her process and how those characters, I guess, kind of evolved over the years. So,
you also have a downloadable catalog guide on your website that'll tell everybody what all is going on and how they can attend. How can they find that catalog?
Yeah, so the best way to do it is to go to kyhumanities.org/programs, and then you look for the Kentucky Book Festival, and you can find that at the top of our menu as well on the home page. Just hover over programs. And if you click on Kentucky Book Festival, that'll take you to kind of our main page where you can find the week of events, the schedule of events for the whole week. If you click on the button at the top there that has the 30th Annual Kentucky Book Fair, you'll find our catalog, a printable schedule just for Saturday, and a listing of all of the authors that are attending. So we've got all the info and more that you could need.
Sarah Volpe, director of the Kentucky Book Festival. Sarah, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.